Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
May you be filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, when God fills you, you will know. God will not fill you. Right? You will be tipsy. You will be yearning for another kind of river. The reason why you are still thinking, should I do, should I not do, should I follow God? You have not. When God fills you, you will bring a city. You bring a city. The reason why you cannot win, so you cannot tell people about Christ, he has not met you. When he meets you, a prostitute will bring a city. Ecclesiastes 5. Let's read from the Holy Bible. Or the Holy Bible. Verse 1. Do we have it? Ecclesiastes chapter 5. I can see it here, but I can't see it here. Okay, let me read here. When this one resurrects, you will see it. Walk prudently when you go into the house of God and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of what? For these people do not know that they are doing evil. Next verse. Do not be rash with your mouth. Neither let your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Amen. This scripture is most practiced by our friends in the Catholic Church and Anglican Church. They obey this scripture. But we don't. But it's okay. God is used to us. There's also a place for holy noise. Because the Bible says make a joyful noise unto God. So there's a place for that. So if God says make a joyful noise and you are quiet, that's another problem. So you need to know what God is saying part time. But let's do a little Bible study and look at that scripture. Verse 1. It says, walk prudently. What does the word prudent mean? Walk cautiously. Walk carefully. Give me another word. Huh? Talk to me. Have you ever heard the word and you suddenly realize you know the word, but you don't really know the meaning? Say sagacity. What is sagacity? Meanwhile, when we are campaigning for student union president, say sagacious. We are using big. Even the person using the word, they didn't know the meaning. We just copied it from the last election and pasted. Some of you didn't know I used to be a politician. We are in the House of Assembly. I'll be what they call that student representative council. I was there with Pastor Desmond. We turned almost turned a place to fellowship. They pursued us. We kind of went back to church. And I told the speaker, say, you know, you're in my Bible study group. You come back and meet us in RCF. Eventually, they dissolved the whole thing. All of us went back to our church. Where in this church, we are the authority. All that white people are saying seconded this thing. No, not here is God that is speaking. Say, who is seconding? If you are yea, say yea. If you are nay, we don't have time for that one. And I'll tell you why. It's in Ecclesiastes chapter 5. There's no yea and nay here. The nays have it. Even though recently the Senate president said, let the yeas say hi, Nobody was responding. He just chose one and said, this administration, I have seen things that I never thought I would see in my life. When we send prayers as alert. It's okay. I've not even been listening to the news. I better give me my Bible. It says, walk prudently when you go into the house of God. And draw near to what? To what? To hear. Rather than to give what? So if I fail in my quest to hear, you know, this is just like a coordination from the first service. The tendency that I'll be doing everything wrong is high. God is saying, when I come to church, He wants you to come not carelessly, but prudently. Do you know what? You know, when I say somebody is very prudent, that means he's not wasteful. He's not wasteful. He's careful. He thinks through. God wants you, He doesn't want us to leave our brain at home when we are coming to church. As I'm talking to you, God wants you to be thinking. Maybe what I'm even saying is right or wrong. Or maybe what I'm saying is my own message. Huh? God wants you to be thinking. The reason why God gave everybody a brain is so that we can give Him rest. So that even if somebody is saying something that is wrong, you should say, this thing is get as it be. Then you check your Bible and we can do Bible study. It's possible for a pastor to make a mistake. Look at what that scripture says. This is the attitude God wants us as Christians to have when we are coming to His presence. He said, be cautious. Be careful. God says, don't come carelessly before me. That's what it means to be prudent. Don't come carelessly. Being careless also means, don't let me wait for you. Late comers, hallelujah. If you came late today, hallelujah. Most of what we do is because we don't fear God. Father, deliver me from this sin. It's because you don't fear God. Which Bible did Joseph read? When Lot maintained his righteousness in Sodom, who was his pastor? We don't have excuse. When you get before God on the last day and say it was because of Monica that you did what you did, God will say, sorry, hold on. Don't finish what you are saying. Call me Joseph. Hold on. You will finish what you are saying. Call me Joseph. Who else is there? Solomon. Okurimeta. Come. Who else is there? Where they follow, where no follow woman. Okay, let's do with two of you. Repeat what you said. Tatum, call Monica. Monica Lewinsky. That you did what you did. Joseph, what say ye? What sayest thou? He say, Baba, he won't do him. No be matter of Monica. This guy, as I look in high, he day in high. It's okay, thank you. Solomon, Okurimeta, man of 1,000 women, so anointed. See your brother. He said, my brother, the thing where I do, where I see the regret, I beg. He planned to do it. The day you wore your shoes and went to Monica's house, didn't you know what will happen? Huh? It is anointing no reach that side. The only way you can go to Monica's house and come back the way you left is if you're a dead man. The greater the anointing, the greater the possibility. Don't come carelessly. Most of the problems we have was because we were careless. And we started hiding. We didn't want anybody to know what we are doing. That's why we've got into that situation. That's an aside. Which means, if I come carelessly before God, I will lose the reward for prudence. Because what that means is that instead of being able to hear God's voice, this is not just about coming to church. Even when you say you want to pray at home, you want to have Bible study with your family, you must be spiritual. You must be spiritual. Some years ago, I was walking past a church, a Yoruba church. They had this local instrument. And some of you will agree with me that when you go to your villages and you attend church there, there's a way they sing. It reminds you of, you know, there's no noise, no bass guitar, no nothing. It's just fresh worship. So I was just walking past this church. It's a church of young people. It was a Yoruba church. And I was just doing my thing, but I didn't plan to go there. But I was just hearing a song. You hear a song like, sorry for those of you who don't understand Yoruba, but those who do will appreciate what I'm saying. You'll just be hearing a song. Aye raye asheda orun sara re re o. And I was just saying, I said, these people don't get church member. You see, it was not just this, the beat, the song, the meaning of that song. That brother playing that drum. God did a good job on him. It wasn't this whole noise, and he said, bing, bam, bam. Because all of a sudden, you are not only singing, you are thinking of what the song is saying. It came with so much power. I stopped. I was rushing, so I just stopped. If somebody had just come and say, bro, why are you standing up? Now, so I go to follow the person, go. Powerful worship. Sometimes we complicate things. Do you know how much God wants to hear your voice? Not all this, not that one. Your voice. You are not yourself when you go out. Even when you are in God's presence, you are not yourself. You want to be taking tenor for God. There, you have to be spiritual. To be spiritual means to be spiritually minded. It means that when I'm coming to God's presence, I know why I have come. You can be singing the same old songs that nobody will sing again because they will say you are old school. But that song can become powerful in your mouth. There are songs of war. There are songs of glory. There are the songs we sang when we were in primary school, standing on the line, when they asked us to be singing praises to God. God visits those schools more than he visits many churches. Because those children, they mean it. You are the Lord. That is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. You are the Lord. That is your name. Can you lost with that song? Didn't you hear what you are saying? You called him Lord. Even if it was Monica that was beside you, she will wait too. Because the moment I finish that song, you will just hear, Eba mi gbe Jesu ga oba la oba toga. Bolu wa logo du mare oba toga. Eba mi gbe Jesu ga la oba toga. Bolu wa logo du mare. Bolu wa logo. Adupe o ashe o adupe o. When God says come prudently, what he's saying is come before me into my presence with praises, and what? Into my courts with praise. One way you can never miss it coming is to come with a song in your mouth. You can't miss it with a song in your heart. You can't miss it coming with glory for him alone. You can't, it doesn't matter if you don't have shoes. You carry the gates we open. You come with an attitude. Say, don't come carelessly. Come prudently. Come carefully. Know that it is the God unto whom the whole earth will answer to that you are coming before. The day he decides to judge this earth, Satan will stand like this. All that noise he's making now, he will stand like this with his face to the ground. Because no man can look into his face. He is the Ancient of Days. He's so powerful, he's so comfortable, he can sit on that chair and he will not get up. Because he knows what he will do concerning you. There's nothing the devil will do concerning you that will make God afraid. He's conveniently comfortable about your matter. That's why I say, don't fear. Your maker is not afraid. Why are you? Why are you afraid? It's revelation. It's revelation. You have come to that point where you know that he has brought me to this point. He will not leave me. It's not today God will leave me. I have no covenant with death. Our relationship with God is a covenant relationship. You have to believe it with your heart. Thank God for the pastor. But you have a relationship with God. Huh? In the realm of the spirit, your name is Tobechukwu Jesus. Not, hey. Say, I have called you by my name. I have loved you with an everlasting love. There is nothing anybody can do to make God change his mind about you. That's why God didn't leave your destiny in the hands of any man. If you know how much God loves you, you stop playing with sin. If you know how much he loves you. And you cannot overcome sin by having 10 commandments. You overcome sin by knowing the love of God. When you come before God, come with an attitude. Don't behave as if you're angry. You wake up anyway. Wow, people are liking this picture. Even your own angel is tired of you. Say this one, they go soon tiff him. They go soon tiff this one. In fact, the angel can even arrange for the thieves to come and take. Because you are the way you are going, very soon it is on Instagram, you'll be praying. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have you said it today? That's what you'll be saying. If you pray before men and they can see it on WhatsApp, but the courts of heaven haven't heard your voice. So what is it? He said, when you come before my presence, come with prudence. Don't come carelessly. What that means is what? Come with understanding. Know where you are going. Give me that scripture. People will hear this thing. What I'm saying now is not that people don't know, but they will do what they like. Then when they're in a crisis point, they'll say, hey, God, where is your face? Ah, God, his face is on his where it is now. What do you mean by God, where is your face? We've not seen you for 3 years. And you're asking me, God, where is your face? Who left? You must be so close to God that if there's any prayer you pray and God does not answer, it's because that prayer was not meant to be answered. Not because God is wicked. Draw near to God today. Your life can change by that singular decision. Draw near to God today. Make up your mind that from today, nothing will stand between me and my God. It's a decision. It's a decision. Most of the people who go to church today are not born again. Which means if they die, they will go to hell. That should concern you. And if it doesn't concern you, you are backsliding. An average Christian today will be very happy to share the news of one online money-making opportunity with his friend, even though you are going to sign up under how. You are going to sign up because I need to get the referral bonus. Telling people about something, as long as there is a monetary benefit, nobody is paying you to do it. Whatever you are willing to do for free because of some benefit is your God. You see this thing called Mammon. Eh? Mammon will do a better job than Satan in getting souls. Huh? You will know the ministry of mammon by greed. You have enough, but you want more. You are never satisfied. You will know mammon by selfishness. When you have, you will lie that you don't have, because you want to keep more than is required. Meanwhile, the Bible says there is he that keepeth more than is required, and it tends to what? Poverty. Or if it's at the advanced level, poverty. Poverty. When you don't have, is the best time to give. When you don't have enough, huh? 2 cups of rice, take one, give him. Because of the sacrifice that you made, it has meaning to God. Not when you do it out of abundance. It's good when you do out of abundance, but it's better when you do it out of lack. Give me my scripture. He said, be ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. What is the sacrifice of fools? I don't know. You know, sometimes I used to wish that the way I preach, that people will be happy. I notice people are not happy when I preach. They don't smile. They don't do anything. So I'm thinking I'm the problem. But every time I prepare, if I show you my message now, it's your time to shine. It's there. But see the scripture. The scripture for it is time to shine is Ecclesiastes chapter 5, which says, walk prudently. Be careful. The person you are coming to meet is a consuming fire. The man who searches the intent of the heart and knows why everybody who came. Some people came because they want to charge their phone. Others came because after service they will see Monica, they will see Tumininu, they will see Shade, they will see. God knows your number. He said, be ready to hear. Which means when I come before God's presence, what is God looking for? Those who are willing to hear his voice. When you open your Bible in the morning, are you just doing quiet time while you hearing his voice? Because some quiet time is sleeping time. The sleep you did not finish in the morning. Once you open your Bible. And that sleep is usually very sweet. One of my friends got angry. He used to, because he hears us every time we are preaching, he says you should pray at night, pray in the middle of the night. So he tried to wake up at night. First day, he woke up around 1, went on his knees. Rabashatabaliba, Zakatabadawara. He should have asked us. Me, I don't need that when I pray at night. That sleep is on another level. You will be sweating and be enjoying the sleep. You don't. Who are you? You want to need at 1 a.m. So my brother will go on his knees, put his hand on the chair, and he's praying. Then he wakes up around 6 a.m. So instead of you to come to us and ask, how are you doing it? He wanted to prove himself. And he's a lawyer. He was the lawyer amongst us. He's a very rational being. So one day he just came. Say, this is not working. This is not working. We're rubbish. You're lying. What's the problem, bro? Bro, my over. He said, every time I try to pray at night, all I remember is I say, in Jesus' name. Next is 6 a.m. Say, maybe it's not the calling God gave him. That so now he'll be praying 8 a.m. when his eye is clear. So when my eye is clear, I will pray so that let me and God be seeing ourselves. He said, when I come before God's presence, God says, I want you to be ready to hear. That's what I'm speaking to you now. Huh? God wants you to be listening carefully for the instruction that is yours. Don't say you came to church when you didn't hear his voice. Don't say it. You went to Maryland. You didn't go to church. The only way I can beat my chest and say the Lord has visited me is when I can say something has happened to me by reason of the word that I had, not that I fell under anointing. There's something that is called the sacrifice of fools, which qualifies, what qualifies to be a sacrifice of food is any activity that I do without revelation or understanding. That's the sacrifice of food. Anything I do, praise, worship, prayer, sowing, giving, fasting, without understanding. Bible says, praise the Lord with understanding. That's what David said. Praise the Lord with what? Understanding. You can't praise him without revelation. It's not your father. The one in Atoafia. That's not your father. These ones, when the gods of the earth see him, they call him God. They lose their status. He's so old and ancient. Every creature in the heavens are holy. But when they see him, they call him holy. They lose their status. You can't be anything beside God. Except the one he makes you. He is God. It's difficult to describe him. You can't vote for him. You can't put him in power. You can't unseat him. Even when you rant, it will be God. If you say you will not serve him again, it will still be God. And when you are angry and you are dead, it will still be God. And when they will turn your house to a place for publishing Bibles. So when such a person is talking to you, he was there before the first clock started counting. He saw the rebellion of Satan. He saw the rebellion of the first set of angels. He saw the rebellion of the second set of angels, the ones that slept with human beings, with the daughters of men. And he still came. He saw Adam walk away from him and aligned with Satan. And he was calm. He came in the evening. He took his time. You can't rush him. He's not bound by time. If you walk with God, you will be ahead of time. But you have to walk with him with all your heart. With understanding. A lot of us are playing games. We want to teach God who we think he should be. A lot of us are playing games. You have to understand that there is no limitation with God. When he speaks after his person and his nature and his character. If God says a word and he cannot fulfill it, the throne will reject him. That is who he is. He doesn't negotiate. He speaks as king. So when he says, come before me carefully, you must understand the one that is summoning you is the God of the Olet. Our generation does not fear God because we have people who go to church who also don't fear God. Do you fear God? If you are thrown into a country and you didn't have the Bible, will you know the right thing to do? When you clean the hand, Pastor, of late, I've not been able to read my Bible. Is it because you couldn't read the Bible or is it because your heart strayed from God? It's not the absence of reading the Bible that makes a man stray from God. It is absence of revelation. Enoch walked with God and was not because God took him. There is a revelation God gives to those regularly. When you walk with him, it breathes upon your heart. It breathes upon your soul. There is this knowing you have. When God says to Noah, a rain will fall that will wipe out the whole earth. Noah will believe because it was God that breathed upon him. Say, do not come here to give the sacrifice of fools. Where were you 5 years ago? How much was your salary? Where were you 7 years ago? What were you worth? But you come before God and give him a sacrifice of food. The question I want to ask you is not whether you should give 1,000 naira as your offering or 10 million. The question is, how do you perceive him? How do you what? That is how you should give. And in case you think this is too much for you, for some of you, even if I come to your house, you will not give me the normal plate you use. Me, this mommy. You give to people based on your perception of how you see them. You see this thing I'm saying? You know the answer in your heart. It's not what I'm saying. You know what he has made you. How far he has brought you. Respond to that. There's another level of giving that is higher than that. It's when you begin to give for your next level. Huh? And please, when I say giving, it is not just money. For instance, you can tell yourself, Pastor, this next year, anybody writing WAEC in this church that has challenge, I want to pay. They don't need to know it's you. It's just between those who know. Because the problem many of us is that we like to make a lot of noise. And Jesus even taught us that your left hand must not know what your right hand. That's how close it is. It's a serious matter. Because if you say left hand close, it's almost like say don't tell your wife. That's how serious it is. Jesus said, nobody will know but your Father in heaven. Ah, it's like this girl is serious now. That means some things are tied to your giving. Jesus said, it is your Father who sees what you did in secret. So if there's nothing in secret, there's nothing for the open. If like I sit down there and we say, what Jesus has done on the cross, this one is not covered though. This one is not covered though. This one is you. Is you. Obedience. Don't give the sacrifice of fools. Give with understanding. Where were you 5 years ago? Where are you? You go into Uber transports and you go into... I went to... Where's that place? At Ozumban, by the way, where they do buffet. Radisson. Radisson Blue. That's where we went for one buffet like that. I was invited by the German embassy, I'll be consulate. So I come and eat. And I wore my best clothes. If the German, what's his title? The ambassador. If he invites you, will you go with jeans? Wait now. You know, I told you, you behave based on your perception of who you are meeting. Huh? Do you know that when we got there, the ambassador wore jeans? But nobody born all of us were. Please, are you thinking? The honor of the king is not in what he wore. The fact that he has what it takes to invite you. He just came up, spoke for 5 minutes. Hi, y'all. Happy Christmas. With one terrible accent. Say, we have some food. We have some live African music. You're going to release, enjoy. I'm going to be dancing with you. 5 minutes. The guy went and started drinking. But all of us just said, hey, hi, how are you? I'm from Moshoni Bank. All of us are speaking to... The guy that invited us was somewhere under the tree with his friends. He wore jeans and t-shirt. But nobody born you where to remove your jacket. Perception. Huh? Perception can alter your spiritual experience. The next tomorrow when you want to pray, you better go to the bedroom, wash your face, then come and sit down and start praying. All that yawning will not get you far. You yawn, pray for 30 minutes, yawn for 20 minutes. Do not give the sacrifice of fools. God appreciates it when people stand before him with understanding. Not that you are praying. Somebody just call you. Ah, it's now. They say, hey, okay. Okay, I'm wearing my shoe now. Yeah, Father. Evening, Abby. Alpha, evening. Bam. Hey, my son. He has gone. Maybe what he wanted to say is don't go. If the world sees the way we honor our God, they will follow us to worship him. Because man was created for worship. Which means if you don't worship God, you will worship mammon. Pick your worship. Come on, say, Lord, I repent. The Lord is telling me that here, if most of you just change your attitude, you will see my hand. It is not, the Lord's hand is not shortened. It's not shortened. Because you people are making it look like God cannot save. He said, my hand is where it is. So it's not shortened. He said, it's not as if the Lord is deaf, that he cannot hear your prayers. He said, your sin. What is sin? Sin is not just fornication. Yes, it is fornication. It's not just fornication. It is what? Going off the mark. The little things. Some of you are listening to me now. You can't even remember. You, any day you pray, the heavens are surprised. Because they don't hear your voice again. Listen. When I was growing up as a young child, they used to tell us with Yoruba language then, that prayer is the pillar of what? Of the Christian. You cannot say you are a Christian and you are far from prayer and the word of God. In those days, was it normal to see your Bible beside your bed? Do you know some of our parents always had the Bible in the car? Oh my God. Is what I'm saying, is this strange? Sorry, you are saying something, Joe. On the table, some of us, our parents are so spiritual, they will even read the Bible verse before they eat. Hi! Some of them were not pastors, they didn't speak in tongues, but they had those values. Some of them, no matter, hey, things don't spoil. See, some of them, even when it was Anglican church, Catholic church, listen, once it's time for mass like this, they will leave in the house, they are going. Meanwhile, you are telling your parents now that they are not spiritual. Because you now they go to church. But way back in our villages, in Ibadan, in Accra, you will see them. Service is 6 p.m. Children, are you not going? You are wasting time. They don't carry their Bible. The church is on the other street. Meet me. How many of you have seen your dad leave your mom at home and went to church? Share you see. Share you see. Plenty. Even now that Nigeria is so bad, they still believe in God. You that fail to maintain those disciplines, you are struggling. So you don't even know if God is real. God is just an idea. The people you are, that Instagram is giving you their videos now, there are people that don't believe in God. I stopped going to church. I made $100 million that year. Yeah. My philosophy teacher in under level, philosophy of and logic, is a pastor. But my friend who sat in the class, after only one class, introduction to philosophy, came out and said, I knew it. I knew there was no God. I said, oh boy, the man went to that class, a pastor. Just write what he said for exam. The man is the pastor. Don't delay. Just introduction to philosophy. Say, I said it. Say, I knew. I've always known there's no God. I said, oh, Ben. Please, just calm down. The man that took that class is a pastor, he redeemed. So, finish the class first before you conclude. Please, I want us to repent from giving the sacrifice of fools. There is nothing you give to God that he doesn't deserve and more. Don't play games with God. God sees the heart. No, God sees the heart. If you enter your Uber and you pay 4-5 and you feel like a big boy, can you give that to God every Sunday? Can you? Hey, the pastor is shouting. One man gave, he knew his father left big shoes for him, Solomon. The father was not even around to guide. The man died. First appearance in church, they said they are doing dedication. Let's go and appreciate God for winning the elections. The guy looked around. Hey, if I make mistake, this whole nation will lose. First thing first, we need to register our presence. Get me the best offering. 1,000. Which, sir, which one did my father do? One or two. Okay, good. My father don't know this one. 1,000. Present. See everywhere choked. Ah, God said, Michael, say another boy, you. What teach him? Excuse me, is God going to eat that sacrifice? But God saw his heart. You can't outgive God. Who are you? You can't outgive God because you gave him 20,000. One day. Nobody will rest. I went to preach in a church when I traveled out. I went to preach in a church. And because I'm a foreigner, they will pay me in dollars. Don't give me your currency, give me dollars. I'm traveling to Nigeria next tomorrow. I don't want to have a problem with Malam. I got to the church. And while they were introducing the man of God all the way from Nigeria, all of you know we love Nigerian pastors. They were hyping me. He's a pastor. He's a prophet. He's a good boy. Whether it's true or not, just let me preach. As I was getting up, the Lord said, that dollar in your, that specific, he mentioned the amount. He said, that's your offering. I've never given that kind of offering in my life till today. I was angry, but by the time they were saying, oh, woo, woo, woo. I said, you people, now nowhere. Now come rob me inside that church. Meanwhile, I suppose collect money, cover. Even you now took my own. God did not blink. And I remember some of these things I'm sharing. I remember that even if I'm giving that offering, I must give it with an attitude. Like I'm happy. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And I must not tell them. I must not tell them that the Lord said. And I say, oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And I must not preach about giving. You know, sometimes when you do something, you want to use vex, preach about it. I preach on something completely different, about restoration. I didn't even talk about money. God did not even come back to say, well done. There's nothing you do for God that he doesn't deserve and more. Don't give the sacrifice of fools. You are not helping God. If you are in a situation now in your family where you are stuck, give your way out of it. Give your way out of it. Some of you, I'm seeing your wardrobe very blessed with clothes that are rumpled. An entire wardrobe, and you keep saying you don't have clothes. Go home today. If you need washing machine, come to my house. We'll wash it, iron it, or press it, if that's what you like. We'll press it. Some of those clothes are still very good. Let's give it out. Let there be space for the blessing that is coming. You want to be adding blessing upon rubbish. You like to receive. But even God cannot take, not to talk of man. Don't give the sacrifice of fools. Walk with God with what? Understanding. Give me that verse. Let's round up. I'm sorry, yo. I hope this message meets you well. Look how the scripture says. It said these people who are giving the sacrifice of fools do not know that they are doing evil before God. So this is the problem. God has been speaking English all these days. Some of us are just not reading. We are avoiding the book of Ecclesiastes. We like Psalm. All the prophecy, prayer against your enemy, everything is there. God said they are doing what they are doing. You stand before me to behave foolishly is evil. If I come here and I tell you these things and I don't do it, I'm on my own. It's not a thing to preach. It's something to live. Please remember, this Solomon of a guy, he knew that there was no way he would beat his father's record, so he came in with offerings and sacrifice before the Lord. Say, heaven and earth cannot contain you. How much more this house that we have built? He knelt down. By the time God answered with fire, even the reverends and the bishops, they ran away. They couldn't come in. But Solomon was there. Because the one who gave the sacrifice receives capacity. The one who gives the sacrifice, who paid the price, we receive grace to stand with God. Those who talk, we go outside. That's how to develop stature. Tell God, bring me to the place where no man with a problem will meet me and go the same way they came. Covenant with God. When people see you, let them know Jesus has come. Everything is not let us pray. Many things involve, oh yeah, take two cups of rice. Yes. Will it be easy? Oh. And I empty my car for somebody and I burst into tears. Nobody look at me. He thought it was the joy of the Lord. Joy of the Lord, whoa. Ah. Aye. It is when you begin to live like this, you will know the joy that is above having money. There is a joy that God gives. It's above what you have or what you don't have. That's when you can say, I know he will not leave me. He will not abandon me. You know. Because you are speaking from understanding. Because there's nothing in your life that you have that is too big for you to release into God's hands. Don't give the sacrifice of fools. You are not helping God. Keep your 200. Keep your 100 now. Don't worry. Give it to the next man. But if you want to honor God, you honor him like a king. Give him your best. If you want to worship him well. If you want to pray, pray well. If you want to give, give well. Stop quoting Bible. Giving only has one rule. Obey. You think Satan, if you come to Satan, he won't ask you to donate your mother. Huh? If you come to Satan, you want money. You think he won't donate your mother or your wife? The spirit realm operates by giving. Okay, if you donate your mom, will Satan eat your mom? No. Because whatever you give that is sacrificial, we put a mark upon your heart. You have risen above that level. You can't come down again. Some will have and they will continue to complain because it what they have has been contaminated by corruption. Do not give the sacrifice of food. Give me the next verse. Let's round up. Today is a good day. The church is very calm. There was one church where they preached. The people got angry. Started breaking chair. Do not be rash with your mouth. And let not your heart utter anything hastily. Hi. You come to God's prayer. Shakaba. Yelaba. I know you want to pray. Calm down. The owner, the person you want to pray to said that when you come, calm down. I know you're a prayer warrior. You want to destroy the devils. Calm down. Give me the scripture. It says, do not be rash with your mouth. God, I pray against Mama Preshi. Mama Preshi, all the people in this compound that are working against me. Hey, Mama Preshi, fire. He said, do not be rash. Mama Preshi is not your problem. You have no relationship with God. I was listening to a woman sharing a testimony and online. She used to be in the witchcraft coven. And she said they wanted to attack a person. But the person had not given his life to Christ. Was just about to give his life to Christ. And they saw angels surrounding an unbeliever. The woman said, this person, his name is in our register. He doesn't belong to God. But God had prepared somebody to go and witness to him. And because of that alone, when they got to the person's house, they saw angels. Not one, not two. But he said, you can't stay here. This guy belongs to us. He said, no, he's going to give his life to Christ very soon. How much more you? Say, Father, as I sleep tonight, let us not die. Let us not die. Recover and serve the blood of Jesus. If God is waiting for your prayer, you'd have been dead. Person will never born again. It ain't just the plan saying one born again. The plan, no. God say, make angel go there. You think it's your prayer that makes God faithful? Faithfulness is his nature. We pray because we love him. We pray because we know the power of prayer. He said, before you call, I will answer you. So where is the prayer? Is it before the call or after the answer? Where is the prayer? He said, before you call. I know everything. I know your life. I know your tomorrow. Walk with me and let me fix you. Say, do not be rash with your mouth. When you come before God, maybe as you are going to bed, before you pray, come knowing that he already knows the prayer. He has already answered it. Know that God lives in your house, not the next compound. Not be rash with your mouth. Don't come before God complaining. God, but I serve you. And so what? Many people served him and died, waiting for the promise. Hebrews chapter 12. Isaiah died thinking that his prophecy was a failure. Said, for a Messiah shall be born. He died. He said, it's a false prophet. Just they talk. The guy, they talk. No manifestation. Prophecy. Only God knows we'll be prophets. The guy died. Early, in the early chapters of his book, unto us his son is given. The guy, wait. When he knows he the son, he didn't die. He wait, he die. Say, maybe not the mortal Guinness where I drink, now in the talk. The song came. Do not be rash with your mouth. Don't complain. Don't be ungrateful. God is doing more for you than you know. Don't be ungrateful. Don't come and say, God, I came to fight. Don't be rash. Be grateful. God loves grateful people. Oh, God. Sometimes it helps for you to even take a pen. Start writing. Then you realize that you don't thank him enough. And even if you have a million tongues, it will not be enough. Give me that scripture. He said, don't be rash with your mouth and do not let your heart. Now, there are conversations that are conversations of the heart. There are things we say with our heart that we don't say with our mouth. And God says he listens to those things. God says he listens to those things. So that you say with your mind. You didn't say it, so nobody can blame you. So look at his head. Stupid, stupid guy. Look at all that makeup and you know fine. I think I blew you now. What does she have? She's just lucky. Say, God, don't utter anything in your heart. Because he knows. The way God designed the Christian faith, it will be very hard for you to have something against somebody. Because Baba will know. And then somebody will prophesy about it. Hey, come on about somebody here. It used to happen in the church before. But now everybody's doing the same, so nobody they talk again. Give me that scripture. Don't let your heart utter anything hastily. Before you say, God, give me a job, you need to be calm. Is it a job you need? Or a business? Is it job? Is it a man you need or husband? Not all men are husband. Some are the one that will be taking care of them. So who is the head of the house? God forbid. God, I pray for all you single ladies. You will not marry a man that you'll be the one taking care of. And for all you brothers here, God will give you capacity. You will earn your own respect in your house. Give me that scripture. For God is in heaven. The reason why God is saying don't utter anything hastily in your heart. Sometimes you think you know what to pray about. Just calm down. Settle down in his presence. Sing a song. Read a Bible verse. Just you will pray, but calm down. Your blood will do the rush. Calm down. You see that moment of just waiting, you know, as if you are not, it's part of the prayer. I know you want to pray 3 hours. Calm down, you will pray. I will arise. Arise. That's part of the time. Delight myself in the Lord. Any will give me all my desire. Those are the moments. Those are David's moments. When he didn't know he would be a king. Those are the moments David will always cherish. When he's always before God. No stress, no pressure. He doesn't know what his life will look like in the future. But he has this moment with God that nobody must take away from him. And he's just there. That is one way I know you can never say anything hastily before God. When you have a song for him. I assure you, try these things for 3 months. And let's combine and compare. How many of you will have a song for the Lord this week? How many of you are going to be grateful to God this week? I want you to make it your decision that before you complain, you will praise. Before you complain, even when truly you don't have money, that you will first, what you will do first is to praise God. And when God sees your heart, he will always give you a song. And in that song, there will be a prophecy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Rise on your feet. Let's pray. Hallelujah. You will give me all my desire.